guys, welcome back to New Society Podcast. It's really been a very long time since I last came to this show. And let me tell you guys, law school is no joke. I really thought I was going to be able to get back here every weekend or every once a month, once a week. And it was hard. It was really, really hard. I kept harvesting those ideas that came into my mind time and time again. And I'm finally back with an episode that is very near and dear to my heart. I want to start a series about relationships, about healthy relationships. And it was something that I've always wanted to do. And I'm glad to say that I finally found a really good topic. And this one is about triggers. Now, before a couple of months now, I really didn't know anything about triggers. And I really, really didn't know it was a thing until like 3 days ago. There is this post that it should already be available on the New Society Podcast Instagram page, which if you don't follow us, you definitely should. You will find us as literally at New Society Podcast, and we will be right on Instagram. This post, it's from an Twitter page called iManny in Touch. And then it was reshared by Black Love Feed and Healthy Black Love, with two E's at the end. The post says, 21 questions to ask yourself before entering a relationship. So the big ticket question here in this list is, am I aware of my triggers and how they show up in my relationships? Now, that for me is really, really interesting, because we're not talking about a person's flaws, and we're not talking about differences, we're talking about triggers. But when it comes to triggers, it really doesn't have to do with the other person. One, it has to do with you, and then it has to do with your relationship with yourself in a way that you really haven't gotten to know up until this moment. And that's what happened to me. Now, I've been hearing about triggers. I've been exploring through triggers. I've been exploring my triggers without even knowing that I had them. And I had to come to terms with the fact that I had them once I was having these conversations about having triggers, and then what these triggers were, and then my partner saying, I need to understand your triggers and where they come from, you know, where exactly do they start, and what do they mean. And as he's saying that, I'm thinking that's exactly what I need to do, because I don't know them. And I considered myself very willing, ready, and available for a relationship. I thought that my communication levels were good. I thought that, you know, I have a good heart. I have a big heart. I'm all ready and willing to do this. But I never knew anything about triggers. And it's like you've been working. And I bet that some of you can relate. You work, you know, throughout your life. You work to become ready for this, for a relationship, or just you become ready for you. You know, you want to be able to, whatever comes your way, be it a partner, be it a new job, or a new, maybe you live somewhere else, you know, you move to a new country or whatever. You want to be ready for that. You don't want it to take you by surprise. At least I want to be ready for it. So when you've been working so hard with, you know, your communication skills, with your emotions, and helping other people, and just being an empath, and maybe doing some pro bono hours or doing some community service, or just being there for people and actively practicing that throughout the years, and then you happen to collide with triggers. I don't know how many people know about triggers. I don't even know if you who are listening to me knew that triggers existed, that you have triggers, and that you have to work through them. Which, to me, it's really, really interesting, because I didn't think there was this added layer to a relationship. It's not only getting to know each other. It's not only getting to know how each other lives individually, and then how you are going to live together, how that's going to work. It's not only knowing, you know, when there is going to be some distance, some discussions about something that you disagree with, or just a situation that got you upset. There's an added layer, which are the triggers, which means one person did something that triggered the other one to react a certain way. And almost always, I believe it'll be adversely. But knowing and accepting the fact that you have a trigger helps understand and helps the conversation go a completely different way when there is a disagreement. Because most of the times, you're not fighting because you're upset about something. You're fighting because something triggered you. And then what is the trigger? When something is triggering you, it really doesn't have anything to do with that other person. Because that other person didn't know that you had that trigger. That other person didn't know what they did to trigger that. So it's really important to talk to your partner about triggers. And it's like, hey, I don't know if I've had a trigger, but let's talk about it. Let's talk about the possibility of there being a trigger every time that we have a discussion, every time that we have a disagreement or a fight, because that could be the reason why we get into these fights. That could be the reason why we're not connecting as much when this topic comes up. That could be the reason why you or I am acting or reacting adversely. And when you do that, and when you identify that situation that caused the trigger, and you talk about that trigger and you explain where you think that came from, and you select it and you say, hey, this is the situation, this is what you did, and then you understand, either you or your partner understand, that it has nothing to do with that person, then not only are you coming closer together, but you're understanding yourself more, and you're allowing that other person to understand you. And again, I think this is so important, because I feel that a lot of relationships from the past, from past generations, they didn't really take this into account. Just like they didn't really communicate openly, which I thought that's exactly what I was doing. I thought that, okay, past generations, they didn't communicate effectively. I'm going to make sure I do that. So that's why triggers surprised me so much, because I was like, I'm already doing everything in my power to, you know, have a good relationship that's built on communication. These things are just coming out of nowhere. And it's because I didn't, of course, it's a trigger. It's something that is triggering me to react a certain way. It's bound to do that. So I think that it's really important to get out conversations about triggers, especially, you know, in current relationships and future relationships and past relationships, or very old relationships. I think it's important to talk about triggers. It's important to talk about the possibility of triggers. And whenever a discussion comes, sit down and be like, hey, are you mad at me? Or are you mad at something that I reminded you of? And that's about it. I hope this really helps you. I hope you learned something from this conversation. I want to keep it short and sweet. But I think it's really, really important to start talking about triggers, because, I mean, I'm going to explore triggers way more now, because I didn't really know they existed, and they're a big deal, you guys. Thank you guys for listening to this week's and probably year's episode of New Society Podcast. I'm planning to start a series, not a consecutive series, but a series about healthy relationships, which I've always really wanted to do with this podcast. Not only to spread awareness, but just create a big community of people who are just being their best selves and understanding what that looks like and just passing it around. Thank you guys again, and I'll see you next time.